Good evening. Good evening. I greet you tonight in the wonderful name of Jesus. My name is Pastor John Mamawulo. We are doing this show that is called Time to Meditate. I welcome you, and it's gonna be awesome. Now just enjoy this song as we are meditating. Just enjoy this song as we are meditating. It's gonna be awesome. We are by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Yeah, so I greet you tonight in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What a beautiful Thursday. The time is 11 past 6 on our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. Remember when we start this show, we start this show by prayer. Now I just want to play the song by Don Moon that is saying Our Father. Then as this song playing, we will pray and invite God to be with us tonight. And I believe that it's going to be awesome. I believe that God is going to help us. I believe that we are going to learn a lot, because the name of this show is called Time to Meditate. Then after we prayed, I will tell you what are we going to talk about tonight. It is awesome. Enjoy the song. And we will be praying as the song continue to play. Yeah, let's just pray and invite God to be with us tonight into this show. Lady, we thank you tonight. We thank you for protecting us during the day until now. We thank you, Lord, and we believe that you are going to be with us into this show that we are doing tonight. And I believe that our life will never be the same again. I believe that you are going to change us, Lord. I believe that you are going to restore our hearts and our soul. We thank you, Lord. I pray to each and every one who have just tuned in now, who is going to tune in. I say, Heavenly Father, restore their hearts and restore their soul in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You can interact with us on the number 083-289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number. You can use the very same number to chat to us or SMS us. You can use the very same number to call us. Or you can use our email, which is radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. And then when you are there, you will see there's a chat box there on your right-hand side of your monitor. Or what you can do is you can Skype us, which is a BTGM radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. The name of this show, it is called Time to Meditate. In other words, what is happening is we are reflecting of whatever that we have done during the day, and we check if we are happy. If we are not happy, we are going to make sure that when we start tomorrow, we start tomorrow on a higher note. I am Pastor John Mamawolo presenting this show that is called Time to Meditate.
Time to Meditate, John Mamawolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus.
You are indeed a gospel band winning soul campaign by the grace right here, Yona, that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people just for a soul. Our curriculum that can learn the internet love www.radio@bythegrace.org over radio at by the grace.org over Nichete Monomoro 073-269-2731 over WhatsApp Yarina 083-289-4658.
We are saying tonight, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Now tonight we are going to look in the scripture, Psalm 104, verse number 23, talking about evening. Now I believe that as we continue, we understand why I'm saying we talk about evening. In other words, I'm saying, whatever that you do, from in the morning, in the evening is a time where you rest. Those who are working a day shift, they rest when it's in the evening. Now, in the other way, on the evening, that is where we are meditating. Now, the name of this show is called Time to Meditate. The time is 20 past 6. I know that as I speak now, you may be driving, going from work, coming from work, or going to the stadium, or going to church. And what I want to say to you is, we love you and we appreciate your listening. As we are going to meditate tonight, it's going to be awesome. And we are going to talk about the scripture, Psalm 104, verse number 23. That's a scripture that we are going to meditate with. And I believe that God is going to help us, because we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. So let me just ask you that, how was your day? What have you learned today? When you look at what you have done during the day, are you happy with what you have done? Are you satisfied with what you have achieved today? If not, now during this show as we continue, that is where you will be able to reflect of what you have done. You will be able to check and see if what you have done, you are happy with it. If you are not happy, that's where we are going to correct it. Because the name of this show is called Time to Meditate. Now the song that is playing in the background, it's saying, let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done in my family. Let your will be done in my business. Let your will be done in my life. Let your will be done in my children. Let your will be done in my workplace. Let your will be done in wherever. Now you can pray this prayer as well and say, Lord, let your will be done tonight in my life. Let your will be done in my home. This song, it's from the album by Jimmy by Jimmy D, saying, let your will be done, from his album called The Mighty Man of War, a Welfare of Worship project. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now just continue to enjoy the song that is going to play, that is called Consuming Fire, and we will continue. Fire in your eyes. He's saying consuming fire. Jimmy D. Now, when the fire comes, it will consume everything. When the fire of God comes, it consumes whatever situation that you are having. Now, we are but the greatest radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, you can interact with us on the number 03289-4658. 03289-4658. That is a WhatsApp number. Or you can call on the very same number, or you can even SMS on the very same number. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, on the right-hand side of your display, you will see there is chat to us. Then you can chat to us there with whatever that you want to know. Now, let me just say to you and ask you. Today, it's a Thursday, a beautiful Thursday, where I believe that you have enjoyed your day. If not, because I know that as I speak, there are people who are no longer with us into this world. Some they passed on today. Some they just passed on in the morning. Some they passed on just a few minutes ago. Now we're saying to you that may God strengthen you. Those who lost their loved one, I know that it's not easy to lose somebody that you love. But we say to you, may God strengthen your heart. May God strengthen your soul. May God bring you hope to the heart and soul. And may God continue to be with you. Now, those who are celebrating with their family, that additional happen in your family, and maybe the child is born in your family, we are also celebrating with you. And those who are just fired today, we say to them, may God give you strength. May God help you, so that you can find another job. Is not over. It doesn't mean that because you are dismissed from work is the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. You can just carry on and continue. And I believe that you will get the job that is perfect, the job that you love. And I know that those who have just got hired today, we celebrate with you. We say, as you are entered in the world of work, work as it is not tomorrow. The opportunities that you get, some people, they did not get it. And some people, they're struggling to get that opportunity. You got that opportunity. Use it as there's no tomorrow. And those who got divorced today, we say to you, I know that it's not easy being divorced. Because you are loving that person. But we say to you, just trust in the Lord, because the Lord is with you. The Lord is always with us, and that storm will just pass. Those who just got married today, we congratulate you. We say, as you've just got married today, remember the Bible says God does not love a divorce. Now, in other words, as you are married today, continue to stay with the wife, continue to stay with your husband. I know that it's not going to be easy, but just try. Because you've just married because you said you loved her. And that's good. Now, we are but the greatest radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now, you can just tell me how was your day. What have you learned today? What made you excited? Because I know that some people, as I speak now, they got a good news. Some they got disturbing news. You can share with us whatever that you have just you just heard. If you heard something that is disturbing, you can share with us. We are about the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now let's just go to our scripture. Psalm 104, verse number 23. That is a scripture that we are meditating with. Now I believe that Heavenly Father is going to help us. I believe that God is going to be with us tonight. It's going to be awesome. And it's going to be good. Now let me start by reading, so you understand. Now it's saying, meanwhile, men and women go out to work, busy at their jobs until evening. Meanwhile, men and women go out to work, busy at their jobs until evening. That's what we are talking about tonight. We're talking about evening. Because the Bible tells us here that meanwhile, men and women, they go to work and they get busy until evening. Now, I know waking up in the morning is not an easy thing. Going to work is not an easy thing. Just imagine sometimes you go to work but you're not agreeing with your manager. Just imagine you go there, the next thing you and the manager, you're not on the same page. It's going to be difficult for you to go there because you're not in the same page with your manager. But that's what tonight we are talking about, that meanwhile men and women go out to work, busy at their jobs until evening. That's what we are talking about tonight. So now let's just play this song, and we'll come back. Then when we come back, we'll continue. Let me just play the song by saying name above all name, then we'll be back.
Sunday.
by the Grace Radio.
Just for this show.
Oh, enda kufeva man. Nara dre yabo by the Grace Ministry. Bobu direla iwana gaina.
We are going by the Grace Radio number 3, Sierra Gas Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, La Midre, 1685.
Nara dre yabo bobu direla the Ministry of Vitamin Chichava na.
By the Grace Radio Station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And who will pay, man? Do not need to go and follow. Cannot teach the Saturday. I want to know your God.
Yeah, okay. Reach the phone number 0732692731. Okay, WhatsApp. Yeah, 083-289-4658.
We are continuing. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. The time is 6:41. Now our scripture reading is in the book of Psalm 104 verse 23, when it said, "Meanwhile, men and women go out to work, busy at their job until evening." Now let's go to Ephesians 11 verse number 6, so that you can understand actually where we're going. I think you may ask yourself, why, but he's just talking about evening, but you will understand. Now verse number 6, it said, Ephesians 11 verse number 6, it said, "Go to work in the morning and stick to it until evening without watching the clock. You never know from moment to moment how your work will turn out in the end." That's what we're talking about tonight, talking about evening. Remember in the book of where we read the scripture that I gave you, which is Psalm 104 verse 23. Now I'm going to repeat it so that you can understand where we're going. Perhaps you have just joined us now and you don't understand. Psalm 104. 104 verse number 23. It says, "Meanwhile, men and women go out to work, busy at their jobs until evening." So what is happening is, when you woke up in the morning, whatever that you are doing, if you go and if you wake up in the morning, you start doing the washing, then you do it, whatever that you do, when it is in the evening, meaning you're done. I know there are people, when it's in the morning, they wake up, they start working. Now, that working is part of meaning you are waking. When you walk, you are waking. In the evening, that is where you come and you relax. That is why it says that, "Meanwhile, men and women go out to work, busy at their jobs until evening." We all work at different jobs. We're not working the same job. Some they are managers, some they are supervisors, some they are securities, some they are pastors. Whatever job that you are doing, you do it in the morning until evening. Even if maybe you can do it in the morning, but in the evening is time where we are going to, we knock off and then we come home, we sit. I know there are people who are working night shift. But tonight we are just talking about evening. As we speak now, it is evening here in South Africa. In another country, maybe it's in the morning. Another country is in the afternoon. But I'm just talking about evening. That meanwhile, men and women go out to work, busy at their jobs until evening. People go out to their work and labor until evening. I know that as I speak now, you are already from work and you worked, now it's evening. That's what we are talking about tonight. Remember I told you that when we read in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 11, verse number 6, it says, "Go out in the morning and stick to it until evening without watching the clock. You will never know from moment to moment how your work will turn out in the end. So I know it is not easy just to wake up in the morning and go into work knowing that you and the manager, you are not in the same position or in the same page. It's not easy. But yet just tell us that go to work in the morning. When you woke up in the morning, then you go to work. Then you should stick to that work until evening without watching the clock. It is very tough. There's no other way that you can just go to work without watching the clock until evening. It is difficult. It's not easy. We are by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now let's just play one of the song by Lucas Maloma. Just enjoy this song as we continue to meditate. It's gonna be awesome.
Que eu amo.
That is Lucas Maluma saying, Oseke Walebala, don't forget where God took you. Don't forget where God took you. Now, sometimes we end up being forgetting where God took us, and we break and so on, but we forget where He took us. Now, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. My name is Pastor John Mamawulo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. It's a daily show that starts from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Now, the time is 6:53, as we're talking about evening, or the book of Psalm 104, verse number 23. That is what we are talking about. That's a scripture that we are meditating with. You can interact with us on the following number, 083-289-4658. Let me repeat the number, 083-289-4658. You can use that number to WhatsApp us. You can use that number to call us. You can use that number to SMS us. You can use that number to, yeah, those two, three things you can do with that number. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. Let me repeat, www.radio.bythegrace.org. www.radio.bythegrace.org. You can interact with us on that number. Remember, we read in the book of Psalm 104, verse 23, say, meanwhile, men and women go to work busy at their job until evening. Then I gave you another scripture on Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse number 6, when it says, go to work in the morning and stick to it until evening without watching the clock. You will never know from moment to moment how your work will turn out in the end. Now, in other words, in the morning we wake up, we go to work, men and women. It's not only men who are working. Each and every one, when you wake up in the morning, you are working. Like, you can wake up immediately when you start to do something. You need to know in your mind that I am working. You wake up. Some they wake up, they catch a taxi. Some they catch the train. At the end of the day, they go to work. Some they wake up in the morning, they go at the corner, they start selling the everything, selling the bananas, selling the avocados, and in the evening, they go back home. Now, what we read in the Ecclesiastes 11:6, it said, go to work in the morning and stick to it until evening without watching the clock. You never know from moment to moment how your work will turn out in the end. Now, just imagine, you go to work, meaning you must not look at your clock until evening. It is not easy just going to work, not looking at your clock. Because sometimes at the work, you find that you and the manager, you are not in a good relationship. You and the person that you are working with, you are not in a good relationship. There's no other way that you will not look at the time. Sometimes when you wake up in the morning, when you think of the stress that is at work, you feel like, I will rather not go to work. Some people, because of that, they end up being resigning from work. They saying that, no, you know, I feel like I can't take it any longer. I can't take it any longer. But tonight I'm saying to you, as you go to work in the morning, you stick to it until evening. You stick to it until evening. Now, there King Solomon is saying, you go to work in the morning, and you stick to it until evening without watching the clock, you will never know from moment to moment how much your work will turn, and you will never know what will it bring. That's what we are talking about tonight. The time is 6:57. Now, let's go again to Genesis chapter number 3, verse number 19. Sweating in the field from dawn to dusk, until you return to that ground yourself, dead and buried. You started out as dust, you'll end up as dirt. In other words, is you from in the morning until evening you sweat. From in the morning until evening you sweat. I know that we are working in a different companies. We are working on a different department. Some when they work, they're not sweating because they just sit at the chair and they just rotate the chair. And then when it's time to go home, they go home. I mean, there was no sweatness there. Because when they feel hot, they press the echo. Then they are privileged. But there are some whom when they work, they sweat the whole day standing. But I have a problem when those people, they will complain. That, we are complaining. It is somehow not good to complain. You must not complain. You must just appreciate the little that you have. There are people who are struggling even to... I mean, some people, they go in the morning, they work, and the whole day they're standing working. The whole day they go working there, standing, doing whatever that they're doing. But you working in the office, I mean, you just rotate the chair. Then after that, you complain, you said, Mara, you know. But here on the Genesis 3:19, it said, sweating in the field from dawn to dark, until you return to that ground yourself. Dead and buried, you started out as a dust, and you will end up as a dust. Now, my point here is not about as a dust. It's the point of saying that you sweat in the field until morning. I mean, you sweat in the field in the morning until evening, working so that you can eat. Working so that you can eat. Now, listen to Judges chapter 19, verse 16. It says, then late in the evening, an old man came in from his day work in the field. He was from the hill country of Ephraim and lived temporarily in Gibeon, where all the local citizens were Benjaminites. The late in the evening, the old man came in from his day work in the field. In other words, late in the evening. That is why the name of this show, it called Time to Meditate. Because we are meditating only in the evening. Now, meaning, as we come from work, as we sit down, then we start meditating and seeing that what we have done, I am happy with. What I have done, am I happy with? Alright, let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse number 12. It says, hard and honest work and a good night's sleep. Whether supper is a beans or a steak, but a rich man's belly gives him insomnia. Now, what did it say here? It just said that hard work. Hard and honest. Hard work and honest. It pays. Hard work and honest. It pays. Alright, let me repeat it in English Revised. It said, those who work hard all day come home and sleep in peace. It is not important if they have little or much to eat. But the rich worry about their wealth and are not able to sleep. That's what it's talking about. That men and women woke up in the morning and they go to work until evening. That is Psalm 104:23, where when we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 11:6, it's saying that you go at work in the morning and don't look at your clock until evening. Now, in other words, you must not give up when you are at work. You know, no, sometimes I interact with people where a person will say, but there's no other way. I feel like I can just go home now. Because the person is already tired of what happened. It's not easy at work. Believe in me, I tell you, it's not easy at work. Because we work with different. You find that your manager, he's not understanding. But what I want to say to you is, work hard. And be honest at work. And you work, and it will earn you a good night's sleep. If your supper is a steak or beans, but as long as you are happy. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul. Whatever that it takes for a soul. Now, let's just give you another referral scripture from that verse that we read in the book of Ecclesiastes 11:6, when it said that go to work in the morning and stick to it until evening without washing the clock. You never know from moment to moment how your work will turn out in the end. You never know. Now, some people, because you find that a person is tired now of working to the company, they start doing things, forgetting that tomorrow you may be wanted to go back to that company again, which is going to be tougher. Now, let's go to Ecclesiastes 9:10. It says, whether turns up, whatever turns up, grab it and do it. And yearly, this is your last and only chance at it. For there is neither work to do nor thought to think in the company of the dead. Whether you are most certain headed, where you are most certain headed. Another way I'm trying to say to you is, whatever that you get now as you, that work, that the little work that you got, just do it. Don't say that, no, well, you know, I mean, the little work that you were to that company that you are working, work as if there's no tomorrow. Because you never know. It will bring a good result to you. I know that sometimes you feel that they're not taking me serious. I mean, they're not taking me serious. I work, but it seems that I'm not recognized. I know that maybe you have been working to that company. Maybe now it's already, let's say, maybe 20 years being in the same company. Now you're telling yourself, but it seems that they're not recognizing me. But what I want to say to you this evening, I'm saying that as we wake up going to work, we must work as there's no tomorrow. We must work not looking to the clock until evening. Then you will receive the result. I know how painful it is. I know very well how painful it is working. And when you work, at the end of the day, when they recognize some other people, they're not recognizing you. I know that feeling. I know that feeling that they not recognize you. And but I believe that God will help you. Alright, so let's just go to the shop. So I'm gonna play two songs in a row, and when we come back, we will continue. We're gonna play the song that say I Remember, and then enjoy the song, then we will continue after the song.
Thank you. look around, I realize it's a new world. I'm not the man I used to be. I am not where I used to be. It's amazing how you've changed my life completely. And now, Lord, I testify, you have done so much for me. I remember, Lord, I cannot forget the place where you brought me from and all the things you brought me through. It's amazing how you've changed my life completely. And now, Lord, I testify, you've been good to me. Yeah. I remember the place where you brought me from. Lord, I thank you for where I am today. I see you doing a new work in my life. And I thank you for the future I see. Can see a brighter day. The testimony of yesterday gives me faith for a brighter day. It's a wonder how you've turned my life around. Thank you, Jesus. Now I testify, you have done so much for me. Yeah, I remember the place where we brought us from. Lord, I thank you for where I am today. I see you doing a new work in my life. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank you. Thank you for tomorrow, and I thank you. ourselves in thee. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. You are my shield, you are my covering, you are my stability, my foundation, you are my shield, you are my covering, you are my stability, my foundation, take me to the place you
take me to a place, that's where I want to be, by Elijah. Take me to a place by Elijah. After this, there was a song that we played for the same album by Elijah saying, I remember. Now we say, take me by your hand and show me and take me to the places. Lead me to the rock. Now we are by the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. The time is 17 past 7. You can interact with us tonight, 083-289-4658. That is our WhatsApp number, studio number. You can also SMS us. You can also call us. You can send us email at radio at by the grace. Radio at by the grace.org. That is our email address, or you can chat to us on website www.radio.bythegrace.org, or you can Skype to us at BTGM Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We're talking about evening. We read in the book of Psalm 104, verse number 23. It's saying about men and women, they go to work in the morning until evening. Now we went to Ephesians chapter 11, verse 6. When it's saying that you wake up, you go to work in the morning, don't even look at the clock until evening. Now, there is no other way that you want to look at the clock, because sometimes you feel like, now I work, but my manager is not taking me serious. I work, but it seems that they not recognized me. That's what maybe you may be saying tonight. Now, I am having a Pastor Pet tonight in the studio as we talking about evening. Now, I just want to welcome him in the show as we are meditating. But I wanted to welcome him with another song. I don't know, but I think I will get that song. All right, I'm welcoming him with the song by saying Dumelang, and then after that he will enter and we continue. That is Lucas Maloma saying Awelele Awelele from his album called Praise Revival. You can get this CD on a digital space, which is Google Play, Apple Store, Apple Music, Amazon. Or you can even call him to get a CD, or you can go to the shops. Now, I was welcoming Pastor Pat in the studio tonight on our topic, Evening Time to Meditate. Now, Murudi, I welcome you tonight in our show after a long journey, after a busy week from Monday until today. Our body is still tired, but we're talking about evening. I welcome you, Murudi.
Thank you so much, man of God. I first want to just greet you and appreciate the opportunity to be part of the show tonight. And yes, our bodies are tired because it has been an entire week of being busy, but nevertheless, God is good because we must work lest the evening comes. Anyway, I want to also just greet every listener that is listening all over the world. Doesn't matter where you are. You may be in your living room. You might be in your kitchen, you might be driving, you might be at work, or wherever you are, basically, you might be in jail, you might be in hospital, wherever you are, as long as you're still breathing and you can hear me, I say that is the work of God. Every breath that you take is the work of the grace of God. So I just want to greet everybody and I want to say we love you and I love you and God loves you more.
Okay. Yeah, so Murudas, we're talking about the topic evening.
Evening.
Where we read in the book of Psalm 104:23 saying that men and women go to work,
yes,
in the morning,
yeah,
and they come back,
yes,
meaning they do their work until evening.
They do their work until evening. Well, I know that obviously this chapter was written before electricity.
Yeah.
So that means people only worked from the morning till the evening. And after the evening, people didn't work because it was dark. But now, obviously, times have changed and cultures have changed. And obviously, you've got people that are still at work right now because of the light, because of electricity. But nevertheless, the scripture mentions something very prophetic here, mm-hmm. actually, when it says men and women, they go and they work whilst it's still lit. Mm. And once it gets dark, they cannot work any longer.
Mm. All right. So now, when we go to Ephesians 11:6, it said that when in the morning you go to work, don't look at the clock until evening.
Amen.
Now, it's not easy. I mean, it's not easy.
It's not easy because, number one, there's a clock anywhere. Everywhere. Mm. You look at the wall, there's a clock.
Yeah.
You look at your cell phone, your handset, there's a clock.
Yeah.
You know, on your wrist, there's a clock. Mm. You know, sometimes you need to somehow look at the clock for you to stop and go to lunch and things like that. But obviously, the Bible here, when it says don't look at the clock, it basically means don't be too much in a hurry as you keep you look at the clock every time, because that causes you to see the day as though it is too long. Because you look at the clock 10 times and it's only just 9 o'clock in the morning.
but you see, I mean, it's okay. I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
I said I'm going to work.
All right.
When I arrive to work, I feel like nah. Because sometimes it happened because you having this thing like with the manager.
Maybe some difficulties, misunderstandings, yes.
Or because I don't like the work that I'm doing.
Okay.
Because sometimes people they just get a work. First time at work, they said when they do the interview, they said, "Are you gonna?" The person said, Yeah. But after 2 days, the person feel like, nah.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Most of the people, if you could perhaps do some sort of a research,
mm-hmm.
about 90% of the people that work, they don't like the work they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing special there. That's normal that you don't like what you're doing. You can like what you're doing if you do it in your own time.
Okay.
But if there's time constraints or time limitations, then sometimes you end up, because there's so many things to do. There's family, you know, and there's many other personal issues and things that one may want to do. So mm-hmm. sometimes it's actually very much normal for people sometimes not to like the work that they do. Even the president doesn't like being a president. The nurse doesn't like being a nurse. The soldier doesn't like being a soldier, you know. So, but nevertheless, it's good to condition your mind. To set your mind or to have a good mindset mm-hmm. to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So now, Now, I want us to look into this part of saying 2 Corinthians 9:6. It's saying, remember this, the one who plants few seeds will have a small harvest.
Yeah.
But the one who plants a lot will have a big harvest.
Mm.
So, can we say that the one who works little will get little? Can we say that?
I believe that there are prophetic explanations to that verse.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, we cannot just simply take it literal and say, if you work hard, you earn more. If you you work less, you earn more. Because there are people, for instance, which are working as construction workers,
mm-hmm.
people which work as, as tailors, and they are standing every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or every hour for that matter, from 6 to 6.
Yeah.
And they don't earn much, you know, petrol attendants.
Okay.
And many other people. But nevertheless, the Bible is actually motivating us and encouraging us to not be lazy, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not good to be lazy. That whatsoever that we do, we must do and push. It does not matter how little or how insignificant the job that you're doing
mm-hmm.
is, because God is watching you, you know, and you must keep on doing and being faithful. That's why the Bible says, do whatever you do, do whichever job you do as though you are doing it for the Lord. But he's watching.
But it's not easy.
It can be.
It is not easy. Wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
In your mind, saying that I'm going to work.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. It needs you to set your mind right.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. Actually, for you to work, to have an employment, to get a paycheck at the end of the month.
Mm.
That is a privilege. There are so many people which are seated at home and they are sending their CVs. And some, you know, I received about two SMSs just today for people which are saying, Moruti, please pray with me just for me to get a job. And at this point, I'm not really, you know, choosy, because I just want to get to an employment state so I can work for my kids, I can work for my future and things like that. So if you are employed, it is a privilege, it is an honor, and therefore you must honor that and change your mindset so that you realize that this is a gift to have an employment. There are so many people that wish to get the job that you are doing whilst you hate the same job. So it's all in the mind, basically.
So, you know, Murudi, as we currently speak now, there are people whom the person said, I'm leaving this job for good.
I've had enough.
Yeah, I've had enough. He was at work today.
Yeah.
So things didn't go the way they were supposed to go.
Yes.
But he said, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
So what can we now, like, bring sense to that person that the decision that you took, it is not working?
Let me start by saying this. We should be careful as the human race not to make permanent decisions which emanate from temporary conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to repeat that. We must be careful not to make permanent decisions which emanate from temporary circumstances.
Okay.
You know. So if, let's say, for instance, you did not see eye to eye, or you had some differences or some altercations with the boss or with your employees, it really does not mean that you should leave. That is why then the Bible says, don't let the sun go down whilst you're still angry. So at the moment, you must accept that you're angry, you know, and work on yourself to calm yourself down. To calm yourself down, to motivate yourself and say, okay, I'm going to sleep it off. But, you know, I did not have a good day today. But just because I did not have a good day today, it does not mean I should quit. Because you should not be a quitter in life. You know, obviously, there are times where you need to make a decision where you see that this job, I have spoken to God, I have consulted, I have prayed, and I have fasted, and I feel that there is a backing of the Holy Spirit for me to leave this job.
Mm-hmm.
But you must leave it not as a rebel. You must leave it with dignity and with integrity. But nevertheless, inquire from the Lord. If the Lord gives you a backing,
mm-hmm.
If the Lord says yes, if you feel and sense the voice of the Lord that says yes, go ahead, then go ahead. Okay. But if God says no, then let His no be your no as well. So in other words, I'm just simply trying to say to everybody that might be listening tonight, I'm just saying, be patient and also, you know, carry with you the spirit of forgiveness. For, you know, sometimes a boss is stressed out because the sales targets were not met. The marketing targets were not met. The financial targets were not met. Or maybe his superior also shouted at him and he's not having a good day because maybe his son is in hospital. And now, sometimes it happens that he takes out the stress on, on you. But when that happens, you know, you just need to console yourself. Okay. And you need to forgive. You know, when we are employees or when we are employers, we must always carry with us the spirit of forgiveness. That is actually very, very important.
But now, look, Yemurut, look. Okay. Now, I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
It is 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or even 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I go to work.
Correct.
You find that I don't have, like me and my boss, we don't have eye to eye.
Yeah, we don't see eye to eye. I hear you.
And then you find that maybe sometimes when you apply for
the promotion, post, yeah,
then they not even consider you.
Yeah.
The very same manager,
yeah,
is the one who is closing the doors.
The doors for you.
So, I mean, let's just look into it. Like, where we just read it said that men and women, they go to work in the morning until evening.
Yeah.
And now, Ecclesians 11:6, it said that you must not look at the clock.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you work when you are not happy? I mean, remember, Muruti, I sometimes tell people, I said, at work, that is where we spend our day.
Yeah.
I mean, I spend my entire 8 hours at work.
Yeah.
And at home, when I come back, I sit with the children and the wife and I sleep.
Yeah.
Now, the time that I spend it at work.
Yeah, it's more time that you spend at work.
I believe that I must enjoy when I am at work.
Yeah.
But what if, as I'm saying, that my manager is like, I can't even get whatever that I want to get. When they need to give me a promotion, my manager stopped. What must I do?
You know, it does happen where you have a manager that is basically a pest, you know, a manager that is a frustration. It does happen. I mean, we cannot turn away from that reality, you know. And when that happens, here's the first thing that I believe you really need to carry in your heart. Number one, if you read the book of Colossians 3:23, it says, whatsoever you do, work at it with all your heart.
Okay.
As working for the Lord, not working for Him, not for human masters, but working for the Lord. Now, in other words, God is watching you, even though your manager might be abusing you, but God is watching you and God will fight for you. Remember, whenever you enter a fight as a child of God, you must remember that this battle is not yours. And it's not for you to avenge yourself to your boss. It's for you to rely on God and trust Him that God will pull you out. He cannot pour more on you than you can bear. But let me say this. If you're listening right now to this evening show, Time to Meditate, I want to say to you, if you are a boss, please, don't be a frustration. You know, don't be a negative energy to the people that you're leading. And don't undermine them just because you earn more. You know, it's very important for you to treat them, before you treat them as employees and as subordinates, treat them as human beings.
Okay.
Because you are equal before God.
Okay. Murud, now tell me. Tell me. Okay. I'm a level one. Okay. Let's say I'm a level one.
All right.
This is level two.
Yes.
Now, you find that level two is looking down
on the level
on
one.
Level one.
Yeah, because of qualifications.
No, not because of qualifications. You find that you're having more experience. Qualifications, right, than the manager.
Okay.
Or than your supervisor.
Because
it's happening where in where people are working now, as we say now.
Yeah.
That some of them, they say, but I have qualification more than my manager.
That's true.
So what will this person, what will I do in that case?
Well, in a case where you are being undermined,
I really believe that there are avenues such as, you know, HR, human resources, where you should voice your dissatisfaction. It's very important that you are able to approach and speak out and speak to the right people. You know, obviously not necessarily speaking to your colleagues, mm-hmm. but speaking to the people that can make decisions. And mm-hmm. if you feel that you are unfairly treated, mm-hmm. you know, there are many other avenues that you can go to so that at least there is health between a manager and an employee. There's health between the employer and the people that are being employed. Obviously, you know, people get undermined again and again,
mm.
you know, based on the levels that they are. Hey, levels. People look at levels. Sometimes people look at you, how you look like, the car that you drive, before they can value or calculate how much value to give you, how much respect to give you. It should not be like that. That is why from time to time it's good
mm.
that from managers as well as employees, we have some sort of seminars from time to time where we get to learn that, number one, we are human beings and we must respect each other as human beings, you know. Mm-hmm. Number two, we are all colleagues regardless of who is the manager and who is, you know, who is the boss and who is the subordinate. We must be able to have that flow. If we have that, then the company becomes healthier.
Okay.
You know, so it's very important, number one, just these two things, actually, that I just want to repeat quickly. Number one, have your voice. Let your voice be heard. Don't keep quiet whilst you are hurting every day, because you might end up in a situation where you are seriously depressed to the point where ugatenwa ke mosadi wa feleletsa o bolaya batho.
Okay.
In a
no,
case like
no, 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 no. It's not easy, believe in me.
It's not easy. Yeah.
You go to work in the morning.
Yeah.
Then things are not, because I realize that when your mind it's happy.
Yeah.
And when your heart is happy.
Yeah, you're more effective.
You're more effective.
That's correct.
But when your mind is complaining.
Yeah.
When your heart is complaining.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. That's why they say that where your heart is,
mm-hmm.
that is where your body or your mind is.
That's correct. That's very important to create a healthy employment environment, you know, where managers don't carry too much pride. They are not up there on high horses and they look down on those that are being led by them. So I agree with you fully there.
All right, Maru, let's go to Ephesians 10:4.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying, don't quit your job simply because the boss is angry with you.
Yeah.
If you remain calm and helpful, you can correct even great mistakes.
That's true. That's very true.
That's what they say.
Yeah. You know, people sometimes tend to simply quit, to quit too easily, you know. There are many personality traits. In other words, there are many characters. There are people which get easily irritable.
Okay.
And there are people bahotlelang.
Yeah.
There are people ababegezelayo, people which are patient.
Mm.
You know, but nevertheless, it's important to train yourself, to understand yourself. Remember, some time back we spoke about self-awareness. Mm-hmm. You must be aware what kind of a person you are.
Mm-hmm.
There is a kind that is easily irritable. You know, if you know that you're easily irritable, you're a quitter, or you're a person that can take his or her bags and simply just walk off, work on yourself. Don't just say, "Ay, vele mina ngijalo, mina ngeke ngize ngihlale shem. Uh, umuntu nje mayindelela mina ngiyahamba."
So it's because, I mean, here this is very tough, that that you must not quit the job because you're angry with the manager.
Yes.
It's saying, if you remain calm and helpful,
hey,
you can correct even great mistakes.
If you remain calm.
But it is not easy, Maruti, like, you found that for 6 months.
Yeah.
Your manager, the way he's treating you, is treating you very bad.
Yeah.
Now, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Like, as we speak now, there are people whom they took a wrong decision
mm-hmm.
because of being angry.
Yeah. And you know what? Let me just enter into this territory, Maruti Waka, man of God. You might be listening to us tonight, and it does happen in many cases where a person who is very much stressed
in the workplace, comes back home and takes out the stress to the marital partner, takes out the stress to the kids, takes out the stress to the wife. You know, he becomes abusive, he becomes, you know, angry all the time, he's bitter all the time, he's not happy about anything. You know, there are people like that, and they're aggressive. You know, they hardly smile because they are stressed out from work. It does happen. And I just want to say these words. May God help us, and may God give us the grace that if you feel that this job does no longer cater for your health, please, your health is much more important than your employment. You know, it's important for you to stay alive. Now, if there are things that really take you offside, be it emotionally all the time, be it psychologically all the time, be it, you know, if there are things like that, seek help. Ask God to intervene. And if possible, take your CV, dust it off, and begin to send some CVs somewhere else. You know, and if you are accepted somewhere else, praise God. And if God takes away that bad manager and brings in the right manager, praise God. But nevertheless, we must make sure that, number one, we remain healthy in the work environment. If we are no longer healthy, it means slowly we are dying.
All right. Can I pray for my manager too? because now I really tell it's saying that I must not quit a job because of my manager. If I'm angry with my manager,
that's right.
I must remain calm and helpful.
Yeah.
Now in this case, how can I do if he's stopping when you apply?
Yeah.
He's telling them that you are a bad person, whatever that you do. Must I pray for him?
Let him die. Well, you cannot be you praying evil prayers. You know, because the Bible restricts us. The Bible says, love your neighbor. Now, if your neighbor becomes your enemy, the Bible also says, love your enemy. You know, so it's we can pray for them. It's good to pray for them. But not to pray the so-called Baragidi dangerous prayers. It's not actually dangerous prayers. Giddy evil prayers. Giddy satanic prayers. You know, to say, let my manager die because, hey man, lompatu amuyang dina, uyang nyanyisa, uniganama written warning jalo, wenza loku na lokia. We cannot say that or no. Mietapile, onawaka wantrena, unswarabu shoko, you know, ha righty, ha loka, you know, ntotsebealu. You know, we cannot say that. We can pray for him and say, Baba ngeka malika Jesu Christu. Nangu mpati wa mbaba. Ngimbega guwe, please refine his character. Refine her character. Refine his personality and her personality. Refine his or her approach. That's the type of a prayer that we can pray. Not the evil prayer that says, let him die, oh Lord. Let him lose his job. No.
But okay, check Murut. He gave me many written warnings because each and every Monday, okay, I went and preach maybe somewhere.
Yes.
Deben, I come back, I'm tired. I'm not going to work.
Yeah.
Or maybe I just decided to go to work. Give me warning.
Yeah.
So, but I was doing the job of God. I mean, I went and preached doing the work of God.
Yeah.
So mustn't I pray and say, God, let him die? Because he is disturbing what the work of God that I must do.
But you are now retaliating. You are taking the job of God. Remember, God says, vengeance is not yours. Vengeance is mine. It is me who defends you. I'm your defender. Give me my place. I am your defender. Now, when that happens, remember, you signed a contract. And in that contract, you are an employee. You're not a pastor.
Okay.
In that contract. So it means he is bound not by his attitude. He is bound by the contract to give you a written warning when you contravene the contract. So, you know, it might happen that both of us went there. Mm-hmm. And we are both pastors, but I'm your manager.
Yeah.
And on Monday, I come back to work. I have the privilege of arriving more later than you.
Okay.
You are my subordinate.
Mm-hmm.
I arrive at work. Maybe we're driving in the same car. I arrive at work with you. And when I arrive at work, I give you a written warning for being late.
But we were together in the car.
Yes. But I'm also bound by the laws. I have more privileges than you. So we need to understand these dynamics, you know, unless otherwise there is some relation where there is leniency.
Okay.
I also believe that obviously managers should have some form of understanding, but sometimes we abuse that understanding. We abuse those leniencies in most cases, you know.
I mean, Murud, you know, there are those managers who are stubborn. You know, they are very, 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 very stubborn. You can't, I mean, there are those, as though whoever is listening to me now.
Yeah.
I want you to reflect, look at your manager now.
Yeah.
You can see that no matter my manager is very stubborn.
Oh, good.
But what we're saying is,
yeah,
you mustn't quit job because of your manager.
Yeah.
You know, I know lots of people that they quit a job.
Yeah.
Because they were fed up. You know, there's a point where you feel like you are fed up.
Yeah.
Of a place.
Yeah.
Or you feel like this place actually, it bring another smell that I don't understand.
Yeah.
And you have mentioned the part of saying, sometimes because of the stress that we encounter at work.
Yeah.
When we come back, whoever in the house, we start shouting to each and
you
everyone.
You kick everything.
Because of what happened at work.
Yes.
Because the way you were treated.
Yeah.
Sometimes where you find that where people are working, when they... Have you realized, Maruti, that you apply for a post that you have qualifications?
Yeah.
In return, they give to someone.
Who is not qualified.
Who does not even have that.
Yeah.
So, you see, staff, they give to someone who does not even have whatever that you are having.
Now, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, it says, those who wait upon the Lord.
Mm.
And he says again, I say wait. Then he says, those who wait upon the Lord, they will mount up with wings like eagles.
Okay.
They will run and they will not be weary. Sometimes they can't run, but they will walk and they will not be faint. I'm trying to say, be patient.
Mm.
You will apply, sometimes they won't take you.
Okay.
And you keep on sending those applications. You keep on trusting God. You keep on depending on Him with patience.
Mm.
That's very, very important. You know, God will come through. That is why the Bible says, I believe in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
It says we must keep on doing good because there is due time for everything. You might be listening to me right now and you may say, Maruti Wakapas, you don't understand. You know, this manager, you know, has given my post to his friends and to his, you know, to his kids and things like that. I want to say to you tonight, wait upon the Lord. Depend on Him. Don't lose hope. Don't lose heart. That's what the Bible says. If you read the book of John chapter 16, verse 33, it says, don't lose heart. You will encounter some disappointments at times at work. But nevertheless, here is something that I want to advise you on. Are you listening to me? As you are listening to me at home, I want to say to you, it's very, very important that you take the things off the office and you keep them at the office.
Okay.
When you come home, don't take the stress from the office and come back to your house with it.
Okay.
And I also want to say, the things of your home, the troubles of your home, the stresses of your home, don't take them to the workplace and begin to be a frustration to the people. Be it you are the boss, be it you're an employee. That's actually very important.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So now, okay, Murud, now, you find that, you know, like, there are people that they, as I give you an example,
yeah.
That okay, here is me. Every Friday I'm not going to work.
Okay.
Every Monday I'm not going to work. I say I'm going to preach somewhere.
Yeah.
And my days are exhausted.
Yeah.
Like I no longer have days.
The leave days.
Now meaning I'm no longer. How can I say? I'm no longer. I don't think that if I don't have days I will be able to apply leave days.
Yeah.
Now, you find that when I come back, they travel me, they take me to HR, they do whatever. So, what must I do? Must I stop preaching?
Well, what happens in the case where you are invited to preach on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you have people that you must serve at work.
Okay.
You know? Remember, it is God who gave you that job. In mm-hmm. most cases, obviously, Satan also gives people jobs. mm. He does. But let me talk about the person that has been given a job by God. Mm. You know, and at the same time, you at this side, you mm. have an employment from the company. At the same time, you have a deployment from God.
Yeah.
Now, in a case like that, it's very important to make sure that, you know, your invites are properly managed. I would actually advise that for a person like that, you have a person who would, you know, try to maintain your diary.
Okay.
So that you don't find yourself in a situation where you are double booked. In other words, you are booked to be at work because it's time for you to be at work, and you're also booked to minister because you're also a minister. So it's very important for you to keep your diary very healthy, to be very healthy. There are times where you will get some invites which clash with your work schedule, and you'd have to unfortunately turn them down. But here is something that I want to advise for future. If possible, as a minister of the gospel, as you see that the grace of God is upon you so greatly, and the ministry is growing and the invites are more, I would say try to develop some form of a business. And by God's grace, when that business grows, you may find yourself in a situation where that business would be able to take care of you and your household, your wife and children, so that you could be your own boss, not having to report to that grumpy, to that frustrating boss. You know. So, but that is a long shot. In a short space, I want to say to you, if you're listening and you are part of that trouble, you are part of this confusion, I want to say to you, make sure that your diary is healthy. There are invites that you may need to turn down so that your job and your boss would be happy. Because remember, you minister to your boss by the obedience and the effectiveness to your work.
No, but you see, Murud, like, and I hear you what you say. I understand you. I understand you very, very, very well. but you know, like, I'm in demand.
Okay.
Okay?
As a minister.
As a minister.
As much as you are in demand as a doctor in your workplace. Mm. Make a simple example where you are a doctor, and there are people which come in for surgery, and you're out preaching. And the people are dying at the office because you're not in your workplace. So, so it's very important, you know, to also take your job seriously. Because remember, you have signed a contract.
Mm.
And that contract binds you to the hours and the days of your workplace.
Mm.
You know, whilst your preaching and your invite are not bound by any contract.
Okay.
So, in other words, you have the power and the authority to, you know, to decline some invites that you have. Unless otherwise, if the ministry can take care of you, if it can pay your bills by the grace of God, then you may, in some circumstances, make a sacrifice to leave your job and focus in the work of ministry. If the ministry can take care of you already.
But, okay. That one, okay, I hear you, Mrut.
Yes.
If the ministry can take care of me already.
Yes.
Okay. I hear you, but...
Yeah. But don't quit and then start forcing the congregation to pay for your wife's hair, to pay for your petrol, to pay for your expensive suits and your happy socks, and all those things, you know. If your ministry can take care of you and your household already, then, it's only then you can, you know, maybe allow yourself to be dismissed from the workplace so that you can focus in the work of ministry. If the ministry cannot take care of you financially and your family financially, you might find yourself in a place where you are preaching the gospel, you are on fire for the Lord, but your household is breaking apart. That's not what we're looking for.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, are we saying that if a person,
yes,
when he look at what? All right. Let's just play this song as we. Let's just play the song, Rudy. Let's just say, Which one can we go now? All right, tell him which song we want us to play.
If there's your playlist, any song that will start with the letter G.
Letter G.
Can you find anything with the letter
okay.
G?
Okay, I got the letter G.
Okay.
We are by the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I am with Pastor Pet tonight in the studio on our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. We're talking about the evening. The scriptures that we read in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 104, verse number 23, that it talks about that in the morning you go to work, men and women go to work in the morning until evening. And in Ecclesiastes 11:6, it talks about that You go to work in the morning, don't even look at the clock.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what will happen after that. Meaning, when you don't look at the clock, it's saying that you will see the results. Meaning, whatever that you are doing,
mm-hmm.
you will see that there is a progress.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I've realized, Maruti, most of the time, I visit places at the banks or somewhere.
Yeah.
You find that because of technology, instead of a person helping you, he first check on WhatsApp and take it. Because I last 2 months back or 5 months,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, on Facebook, I saw there was this video that was trending. I don't know if you saw it, of a lady who was working at the Home Affairs.
Mm.
Now, what happened is there was a person who went there to collect the passport. In Home Affairs, where they at the border, the okay. border gate.
All right.
Now he took time to the lady took time to stamp the passport for the
for that person. Okay.
Because she was checking WhatsApp and WhatsApp and WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is sometimes we end up being blaming the bosses that they are angry with me.
Yeah.
They don't love me because I forget that my behavior or the way I do things.
Yes.
Because of WhatsApp. Because sometimes when you are on WhatsApp, you end up being forgetting things. You end up being doing mistakes.
Yeah.
Because of WhatsApp.
Hey.
So what we want to say this evening to each and everyone who is listening to us right there, we're saying to you that we need to respect our workplace.
Amen.
I know that sometimes we're saying, there are people sometimes who are saying, most this company is not my mother's company.
Yeah, and it doesn't even pay me well.
It does not even
pay me peanuts.
They pay me peanuts.
So I can't behave well in these conditions that I'm working in.
But,
you know.
But, you know, Maruti, like I sometimes have a problem. Okay, the first day when you went to work,
yeah,
that money was enough for you.
Yeah.
Okay, when they hired me, they said we're gonna give you 500.
Aye.
I sign it, and I'm excited that this money is good.
Yeah.
But after 2 months, now it's no longer good.
Yeah.
Then I just saying that I'm the one of the peanuts.
Yeah. But before it was gold.
Yeah. Before it was. Yeah, I was saying that.
Now, when you started to, you know, increase your lifestyle. And perhaps the cost of your living, because now, you know, you were earning more and you got into debt as well.
Mm.
You know, but here's something that I just want to say. Firstly, to respond to what you were talking about the video that has been circulating. Well, I think I had a privilege not to watch it.
Why?
Because I probably obviously wouldn't have liked it, you know, but nevertheless, thank you so much that you were able to transfer and share that story with the listeners and with me as well, because now I know. But from that, we learn something.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, I believe it's the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
Mm.
It says, do unto others as you'd like them to do unto you.
Okay.
It's very important. Whatever you do to the people that you are employed to help, turn it around for a moment. What if it was you? Would you have liked the behavior and the attitude that you are giving to these people? Mm-hmm. These people come to you because they need help. You are an employee. And sometimes as an employee, you need to smile even if you don't feel like it.
Yeah.
You know, because you are working with people. You are helping people. And you know, sometimes, here's something that is very important for us to understand. Is that even though your manager may not be there, and it looks as though your superiors don't see you, God sees you, and He rewards a person based on every word that he said and every action that he made. God is not a man that he should lie. And God sees us, no matter how hidden we may be from our bosses and our superiors, but God sees us, you know, and He rewards us according to what we have done. Remember, there is a judgment day. God will remember when you went to WhatsApp, instead of helping this patient, you were supposed to resuscitate a patient, but you were busy looking at the video.
Mm.
You know, we usually say, no, in nobody, you know, the barking the government employees on. It's not the government employees only.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in government employees, there are good employees and there are bad employees.
Okay.
Also, in a private sector, there are good employees and bad employees. And I want to say this to employees which are Christians.
Mm.
Represent Christ very well.
Okay.
Ungasimosheli ivangeli, ushumayele kahle emabandleni, abantu babusiseke bathokoze ngawe, kodwa emsebenzini uthola ukuthi into oyenzayo emsebenzini, you are a frustration even to the people you are leading. You are a frustration even to the people which have employed you, and they say, oh, lo mzalwane lo uyabheda. Lokho kuyalingcolisa ivangeli lethu. So it's actually very, very important, especially as a Christian. If you are a Christian and you are a manager, be good. Be, you know, refreshing waters. Don't be boiling waters. Mm-hmm. Be refreshing waters. Waters, when you are arriving, people must be joyous. People must be refreshed. They must not be frustrated. Hey, yangena ke le nto. You know, it should be like that. If you are an employee as well, it's very important for you to respect the authority. That's what the Bible says. It says, honor your leaders. If you don't honor your leaders, it means you are not even honoring the word of God. If you are not honoring the word of God, woe unto you.
Mm.
So it's very important for us to understand these dynamics. Be it you are an employee, be it you are an employer. But there is God who is watching both the employee and the employer.
But as I said already, it's not easy. Like, as I'm saying that, you wake up in the morning.
Yes.
You go to work. When you arrive, have you realized that sometimes it's a pain, like you feel this pain when you want to wake up going to work. You said, but I don't feel like going.
Yeah.
Because the way things are.
Yeah.
Whereas there are some people, when they wake up in the morning, they don't, could they want to see the day for work coming, way they love or they're excited about job.
Yeah, you know what? There are times indeed where as an employee you wake up in the morning and you are not well. You're not feeling well.
Mm.
Sometimes it's physically, sometimes it's mentally. Your mind is all over the place because of the things that have been happening. Be it at work, be it at home, be it in your household. Mm. Doesn't matter.
Mm.
You know, it can be physically, it may be emotionally, it may be psychologically, when you just not, you just don't feel really. And you know, not to go to your tefa, no more zenzis, ngempela. There are times like that. And when there are times like that, remember you've got leave privileges.
Yeah.
You can call in and say, please forgive me. I really am not feeling well. Please bear with me. I would like to just take some time and rest today. I'm really not feeling well. Because you know what? Your health is important.
Mm.
And it is a priority.
Okay.
Your health is important. It is a priority. But you must be careful not to make this a habit. You must be careful. Ungakwenzi lokhu kube injwayelo. Ntwana ibe sitlwaedi. Because sixhosa sibo amantu ana. Sire, isiqhelo siyayona ingqondo. Kamantu mang, ntwana ibolela hore, habits, even bad habits, you know, they can disturb and poison the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So our mindset must be correct. Our mindset must be that I am an employee. I'm doing an important job. Mm. And I've got a privilege of having an employment. There are so many people which would like to have this job, but I, by the grace of God, have this job. Therefore, I honor it and I work as though I'm earning or I'm working for the Lord. That's what the Bible says in the book of Colossians chapter 3.
All right. I hear you, Muruti. So I think I hear you.
Yeah.
Was when we go to Proverbs 25:15, it said, with patience, you can make anyone change their thinking.
Hey.
Even a ruler.
Hey.
Gentle speech is very powerful. Meaning, as he said that you mustn't quit a job because you're angry with the manager. Like, you mustn't quit. You must hang it there.
Yeah.
But it's not easy. Believe in me, Morodi, it's not easy where you come going to work not knowing what you're going to do.
That's correct.
You go to work, but not knowing what you're going to do at work.
Yeah.
You check how is it very difficult going to work, but you don't know. You're not sure what am I going to do.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, but it is somehow very tough.
You know, we must be patient at all times.
Mm.
But at the same time,
men of God.
Mm-hmm.
We must be careful not to overstay our welcome.
Okay.
So we must always inquire from the Lord. God, is it time? Mm. Is it the due time for me to move to the next level?
Okay.
If you get a go ahead from the Lord, you don't need a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But you must know if it's God.
Mm.
You know. So what I'm trying to say is that number one, I just want to agree with you fully that we need to be patient at all times.
Mm.
We need to be forgiving. We need to have a speech that gives life at all times. You know.
Okay.
It's very important. Number two, we must always, you know, apply if you need to. If you feel that this is not working for you, don't just stay there and develop stress and develop depression and die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you feel that it's not healthy, haibereki, akusebenzeki. Yeah. If can need a akusebenzeki, you know, just try and you know, move away if you can, you know. But don't be a quitter. Move away because you have received the voice and the word of the Lord. And you have gotten some form of a go-ahead. But be strategic and use wisdom.
Yeah.
Don't just quit. You wake up in the morning and you just feel like, nah, not anymore. Not for my liking. I think I'm just going to send a letter or an SMS and just say, take that job and shove it where the sun doesn't, you know. We don't do that. That's not the behavior that we must. You know. We must always be dignified.
So to you see, Muruti, they I know many people whom they left the job that they were working. Now they are regretting to come back. They said, you know, I thought maybe where I'm going things were. So the reason I'm talking about, we're saying we wanna tell everybody that before you take any decision of quitting a job, you must somehow look into the advantage and disadvantage.
And the disadvantages. And just to add on that, Murudwak, you look at the advantages of quitting.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to your car? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen to your house?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to your children, to their school fees?
Yeah.
What's going to happen to the repayment of insurance?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you devise a plan. You don't just quit, but you use wisdom. You use strategy. You develop strategy.
Mm.
You know, so that's just what I wanted to say and agree with you fully, that you don't just quit like a person that, you know,
mm-hmm.
You don't just quit like that, but you have a strategy. If I quit today, how is tomorrow going to look like?
Yeah.
Am I going to have shelter?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to have, you know, a car to drive?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen to my wife? What's going to happen to my household, to my house? What's going to happen to my kids? What's going to happen to their education? All those things you must consider, you know. Mm-hmm. Disadvantages and advantages. Then make a decision. So we spoke, number one, we said, inquire from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Pray. Talk
mm-hmm.
to God.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, consider the advantages and the disadvantages. Number three, make sure that you calm yourself down before you make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whilst you are still angry, please don't make a decision when you're angry.
Mm.
Because you may make a decision when you're angry that you'll regret for the rest of your life. You know, it's like a wife or a husband that is too angry and he's writing a divorce letter already.
Mm.
And in a week's time, he has calmed down. And once he has calmed down, he just realizes what he has done. And when he tries to ask for reconciliation and forgiveness from that lady has moved on.
Mm.
You know. So, I just want to reiterate these things for the benefit of those that are writing down, obviously, as they're listening.
Mm.
Then number one, we said, inquire from the Lord.
Yeah.
Number two, consider
mm-hmm.
the advantages and the disadvantages.
Yeah.
Number three, calm yourself down. Don't take decisions whilst you are angry, and don't take decisions when you are too happy.
Yeah. I hear you.
Calm yourself down. Be sober, and so that you can make a sober decision.
Okay. So I think, Muruti, we must just sign off. I think it's time for us to sign off.
Hey.
And this topic is still big, but
yeah,
I think it's time for us to sign off.
Yeah, ngoba kona kuyiqiniso.
Yeah,
it's a broad topic. Kunabantu emsebenzini
abathwele kanzima kakhulu bathu bathwele bima and they are being robbed, they are being manipulated, you know, abanomzane, they are being shouted at, bomme bamalapa, they are being used as girls and abused as well, you know, and may God give you grace. You might be listening to us right now and you are going through that at work. Maybe you're a manager and people, you know, they don't take you seriously. People undermine you. They undermine your word, your authority, you know, and the instruction that you give to the employees. And I just want to say to people like that, may God give you grace. May God give you ways and wisdom to approach, the wisdom of approach, and also the humility, but also the boldness of a lion. May God come to your rescue. May God meet you in the point of your need.
Yeah, so we are signing off. It's been awesome. We're talking about the evening. The time is 19 past 8. Now, we were supposed to knock off or to sign off at 9, but we are signing off now. It's been awesome. It has been good. Continue listening to us by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Whatever that it takes for a soul, our number 0832894658. That's WhatsApp number, is SMS number, or you can even use the number to call. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. I want to thank Pastor Pet tonight for joining me. I want to thank the program manager, station manager, and those who are making this show,
live,
yeah, making us to go live every day, and then may God continue to bless them. We will continue tomorrow, but I want us to go with the song of Sing Umuhle by Rahaba Mabunya, and then we love you. We will see you tomorrow. If you wanna interact with us, you are welcome to use the information that I gave you, whatever that you want to know, then you can send us email on that is on the website. We love you. Keep on tuning in. You can spread the news that by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts of people. It's inside your home, inside your car, wherever you're going. We love you. Stay blessed. Cheers. Bye bye.
Jehovah, oh, no, say, oh, no, say.